Yeah, Black or White, Michael Jackson here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, albeit by the skin of our teeth.
By the skin of the teeth there, I can tell you. Close one.
It was like a swan there, tell you. Calm on the outside, absolute pandemonium on the inside.
Aye, how dare you say I was calm on the outside?
Yeah, exactly.
I looked outrageously ridiculous on the outside as well.
What's the story? Morning to you, sir.
Morning to you, horse. How's things? How was your weekend? What a weird, before everyone starts, right? Leeds are still crap and United are still brilliant. Oh, God. Yeah,
Ian's already been on. Ian, the Leeds fan, in his passive-aggressive thing that he thinks we can't see through.
Oh, I
missed the football. What was the score?
Oh, talk about
to be
humble.
Honest with you, though,
I've eaten so much humble pie this week, I've got a bellyache on.
I know, yeah. You really lined yourself up for a hammering, all right. But the only thing I'd say it is, the weird thing about it was, as horrific as it was, there was something bizarrely enjoyable about the way the day unfolded.
Something about the way, yeah, I know, wasn't it? I mean, like, it started out terrible, I think everyone that likes football can say. But I think most football fans can say by the time we went to bed, it was not only hilarious, but absolutely wonderful.
There's never ever been in the history of the Premier League a day like that.
There hasn't really.
And when you think about the results over the last couple of weeks, like, City and with Leicester and then United yesterday and Liverpool yesterday, like, just extraordinary. What's going on?
And Brighton and Everton, like, Everton. It turns out getting a top 10 hit makes you the best team in the world.
Basically, the secret to true football dominance comes via the charts.
It's via the charts.
Not via the training ground.
Oh, get rid of your crowd and go up the charts. That's how you do it.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, my God. It was just... I couldn't believe it. I was watching this weekend. I couldn't believe it.
Extraordinary day. But as I say, weirdly entertaining. Even... It's almost like... I don't know, it's that car crash thing, you just can't take your eyes off.
I know.
You know you should be watching, or you shouldn't be watching, you're in pain.
I know,
you're still watching it.
I know, I watched right to the end of the United game yesterday, and I was there, oh my God, and I know our lad are just absolute gutter shite at the moment, and it was awful to watch.
I think you're being complimentary there, if I may say.
And it was awful.
I think you're giving them more credit than they're due.
I think I might, yeah. There's other words that do belong there, unfortunately you can't say them on the radio. Yeah. And I know that. But when you see the other stuff that's going on, like Leicester getting demolished.
Walloped by, West Ham.
And City.
Leicester, who battered City, get battered by West Ham.
And then Aston Villa and Everton. Like, the great... What's happening? I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
As I say, it's weirdly enjoyable.
You know, the bookies are loving this so much.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the money they're turning over?
Yeah. I loved all those tweets and stuff over the week. Oh, well, it's Everton's to lose now.
Yeah. It is, though. It's so small. I'm frightened, Jim.
Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero. Here are Classic Hits. 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Big day today, by the way. It is 4K Monday. Double Money Monday on the Hit Bit. And it's €4,000 that we're going to be playing for later on. People are already trying to get involved. Understandable. But it'll rock around as it usually does around about 10 to 8 this morning. So just if you want to get involved, classichits.ie, good place to start off. Right, in the meantime, let's do a few birthdays for you, PJ.
Let's do it.
Here we go. One of your favourites to start.
Oh, great.
This could be a long birthday, but anyway. It is the birthday of Sir Bob Geldof.
Oh, Sir Bob Geldof. Mr. Popularity Pants, eh? Yeah, I tell you, so I'm just a very... I'll never forgive him. You know what I mean?
For giving back the freedom of the city.
For giving back the freedom. And for that campaigning for Scotland to give away their independence and all. He's trying to
not,
just...
He wanted them to not. He wanted them to stay.
He wanted them to stay. I don't know what the story is with him. He's turned into an awful strange fish altogether. Oh, you know, he's had a hard bit of tragedy and everything, and he was great with Live Aid. Well, would you ever shoot up or that? Give it the freedom of the city thing was the last straw, though. Because, I mean, he gives back the freedom. And yet he holds on to his...
Sir.
His sore that he was given by old Lizzie Bangers herself. Get out of it. If I ever meet you again, it'll be Wedgie City all over the place. But he's been around a long time as Sir Bob.
Yeah. And in fairness, he's crammed a fair old bit into his life, as you say, ups and downs.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of it in there.
That's for sure. Hung around with lads who had better names than him as well. Old Pete Briquette and all.
Yeah. Yeah. And
what's the other
Fingers.
Fella's name? Fingers. Yeah. Johnny Fingers and Pete Briquette. I mean, that's great names, aren't they? They're gangster names, man. I'd say he's about 72 now.
Not bad. 69. 69 for Bob Geldof. And right, and again, so just keeping with the vibe now, I know this was meant to take your mind off, but I seem to be landing people on you that are just going to make you even more annoyed.
Oh, after the weekend.
I know, yeah. So after Bob Geldof, I've got for you star of Titanic, Kate Winslet.
Oh, for God's sake. You know what the thing is I actually really like Kate Winslet. I just hate that movie. She's in one of that. What's that movie she's in? Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind or something. You know that one with Jim Carrey?
Right, yeah.
That's one of the best movies you'll ever see. Unbelievable. It shows she was far beyond that rubbish that she was in with Leonardo the Tuna Canio or whatever his name is. Yeah, that was nothing. She's very good.
Did she, like, by the way, she did get an Oscar for that, didn't she? For Titanic.
They all got Oscars.
No, she didn't get it for Titanic.
Oh, did she not? Good.
She got it for something else.
Oh, good, good. She got it for one of her good movies.
The Reader. I haven't seen that.
Very good. Oh, is gee. It? That's a very good movie, man. Very good movie, yeah.
Is it about a book?
It's not. No, it's about like this prison guard who forces someone to read her stories.
And
concentration camp guard.
Right.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Okay.
Oh, very, very good. I nearly said too much to ruin it there. I know you're not rushing out to get it or anything, but it's fantastic. Oh, no. Jabers, that came out of nowhere.
Oh, my God almighty. What is going on with your head today?
Who knows? Who knows? Hopefully
it's been infiltrated.
Hopefully I haven't got a dose of the Donald Trumps. I'm pretty sure I haven't. I'd say that she's... Oh, what age? She's about actually the same age as me. I'm going to say she's 46.
How old are you again?
45.
Yeah. And what did you say at the start?
She's about the same age as me.
Yeah. So how old is she actually?
She's 45, yeah. What the hell, man?
It's brilliant the way you do that. I'd say she's the same age as me, and then you guess the age you're not. That's incredible. She's 45.
What is that like? What the hell is wrong with me? Why did I do that now?
That's amazing. And you were so convinced. I'd say she's actually the same age as me. I'd say she's 46. Yeah. But what age are you, PJ? 45.
Yeah. I'm being honest to God. There's something not right.
Brilliant.
Like I said, the Donald Trump.
Right, 45 for Kate Winslet. What about this? This has a double whammy on it because on the one hand, big Hollywood star, but also you probably would have known him more from Neighbours. Right?
Yeah.
Guy Pearce.
Oh, I remember him.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Yeah, he turned into a very sort of serious and fantastic actor, didn't he?
Yeah, and kind of like took on weird roles.
That Queen of the Desert thing, that was his one that sort of made him famous.
Yeah, and LA Confidential and stuff.
And then
as
LA
well
Confidential and all of that sort of stuff. He's great. Like, he's a very sort of neutral sort of character.
Do you remember him in Neighbours?
I do, yeah. I do remember him.
Do you remember his character name?
Oh, no, I don't know.
He was called Mike Young.
Oh, was he? I would never guess. Not in a million years would I remember that. I gotta say, he's like, maybe about 52.
Oh, not bad. Not bad.
Really?
53.
Oh, for God's sake.
53. Impressive.
Smacking off the post today.
Impressive. What about this then? Brian Johnson.
Ah, oh, yeah, of AC/DC. Love.
Absolutely,
Brian Johnson, yeah.
Born in Gateshead.
Of course he was. No one wears a flat cap like him because it's the flattest cap in the world. Size of it. Nearly goes down to his nipples, the thing is so big. He like Andy Cap's one. It's very good.
Goes right down. Oh, yeah. He doesn't need to wear a face mask. His cap covers the entire front of his face.
His entire face. And they've a new album coming out this year.
No way.
AC/DC, they do. They've a new album.
Mad.
They said nothing to anyone and they were recording the whole time. Doing the whole lockdown stuff and that. So there's a new AC/DC album.
Well, that was good to know. So while everybody else was gardening and building home bars, AC/DC were recording an
doing
album.
Doing a new album,
Good. You have to do something with the old lockdown time.
Might as well do something that'll make you another few million. So I got to say, he's not a young man.
No.
Like, he's late 70s, if even. 77.
73.
Oh, is he? Right.
73.
I was way off.
Right. And then your kind of curveball this morning, then, is... this will bring you back to a time and a place. Harold Faltermeyer.
Harold Faltermeyer? Who in the name of God is Harold Faltermeyer?
What?
Yeah.
You don't... Beverly Hills Cop, you know, the theme. Axel F. All that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
he wrote the music, like...
Yeah. I thought that was one of those things.
Oh, I didn't know. I know Axel F. I never heard of
Harold Faltermeyer,
Harold Faltermeyer.
It says here, the Top Gun anthem. I don't remember that.
No, I don't know. I don't remember that.
Axel
no.
F is the big one. Beverly Hills Cop.
Jeepers, I had no idea. That's, and he sounds, it sounds like such a regal kind of a, like a royal family name or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Harold Faltermeyer.
That's really all you'd have to go on, I suppose, is that hit.
Is Axel F, yeah. Yeah,
unless you're big into your German music.
Definitely not, no.
Yeah.
I like German beer songs. I've been listening to one when I'm running. German beer songs. Oh my God, they're very good. They're very jovial. Do you ever listen to any of them?
You find that motivational. What is that, the idea of having a beer when you're finished your
oh,
run?
Oh, listen to this. This is the, it's very motivational, Jim.
Right.
Very good, isn't
that
it?
That sounds more like a football chant.
Yeah,
we're here, Dickie.
That's what they all sound like.
Yeah. We're going to get hammered again. Dip,
yeah. Maliba Schwan. That's very good, yeah. So who are we guessing again? I got distracted.
Harold Faltermeyer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to say he's like 64.
Not bad. 68.
Ah, okay, right.
68.
Whatever. Not important.
Anyway, don't worry about it because you can always go back to dip, yeah. With it. Maliba that actually Schwan sounds really familiar to me. Are you sure that's not a football chant?
I don't know. It's I found it on a German drinking songs. It's called My Liebe Schwan, which apparently translates into My Darling Swan. Them Germans are mad, like.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, John. 6:34. Have you, John Hart, ever been happier reading a sports report than you were this morning? May I congratulate you on the use of the word eviscerated.
I felt I had to go marvel on it, you know, just to get the true meaning of what happened.
Oh my God. I mean, like, this, it must be just, what planet are you on at the moment?
Oh,
I mean,
just,
I'm watching your biggest rivals, I mean, two, like, United and Liverpool both
if a well-known lager company did weekends, you know.
Is there anybody other than United and Liverpool, is there anybody else that Everton fans particularly despise?
Not the word. It's kind of Manchester City got money, obviously, and there was a certain sort of symbiosis with Man City because of the colour, because of playing second fiddle to a larger team who wear red, and because Man City got money, they went from literally muck to marvellous in a matter of a few short years and started winning things, albeit without European success. So there was a certain, but now they were getting a bit big for themselves, and we were kind of, you know, whatever, various other things that you can't say on radio. But anyway, they were kind of, their defeat last weekend was rather funny, but it, you know.
Couldn't get any better for you. The last couple of weeks have been your idea of nirvana.
Yeah, I mean, if we actually had a decent keeper, we might actually do something this year. This is the problem. Jordan Pickford isn't very good, but there you go.
Only England keeper.
We have a lad we could give you on, dude.
Yeah, swap him for the Spanish keeper. Swap the England one for the Spanish one.
Yeah, what about Dean Henderson? But it's just one of those things. It's
incredible.
It's too much at the moment. It really is. It's like... Yeah. You're in some, like, the Sultan.
Yeah, John looks like a man who's had way too many Skittles.
Yeah, the Sultan of Brunei doesn't have this level of luxury at the moment. It's off the wall. Like, we're just, you know, treated to a intoxication beyond control, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I tell you something.
The problem is, we have to play them in 2 weeks' time. Them being the crowd beaten by 7.
Yeah.
By a team who barely avoided relegation last year.
I wouldn't miss that game to save me life.
I was just going to say, that'll be the most anticipated Merseyside derby for I don't know how long.
Since the mid-80s, essentially, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's incredible. I was just thinking, John, this must be what drugs feels like.
I can only imagine. It's just wondrous.
Yeah, Eternal, I Want to Be the Only One here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Very special day today, of course. 4K Monday, the hit bis today on Double Money Monday. Worth a staggering €4,000. We've rounded it up. 4K Monday, it's on the way in about an hour's time. Classic Hits, the great place to start. Don't waste your guess today of all days. And we'll be checking in with Magic Mike a little bit later on as well. But ClassicHits.ie for the time being, a good place to start. 4K Monday.
That's mad, isn't it?
Absolutely 4, huge.
£4,000, jeepers.
Incredible stuff, incredible. Now listen, come here.
Yeah.
We have, of course, got to acknowledge a text. There's been loads of WhatsApps in. Thank you very much indeed. 087-188-0008. But Paul the Villa fan, who's been a long time listener to this show.
He has been, in fairness to him.
And in fairness, has gone through the ups and downs. But he is quite literally in seventh heaven this morning.
I'd say he's going out of his mind.
Because it must be just... It was funny because I was loving last night watching all of, like, the amount of people who referenced Dec Pearce
oh,
on their social media after that Villa win.
He's Ireland's most famous Aston Villa fan.
It's incredible. It's incredible. But anyway, Paul the Villa fan, who's, as I say, has been with us listening a long time to the show. Congratulations, my man. Incredible
what
stuff.
An absolute
incredible.
A stonking way to go to bed last night. He mustn't have got a wink sleep
not
after that.
Not at all, not at all. And by the way, you know the way you said you're running to this German drinking song?
Yes.
Do you have it there again?
I do, yeah.
To give, it a li- give us a little listen
Schwan,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see, because remember I said it sounded to me like a football chant?
Yes.
Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're hearing that?
I hear that.
Excellent. Well, courtesy of John Heavey, and somebody else also sent it in. Have a listen to this, right? Do you know what that is?
What is it? It's so familiar, but I can't place it.
It's Fat Les, Vindaloo.
Oh, it is Vindaloo.
So I knew it was familiar.
It is Vindaloo.
So John, thanks a million for that. And somebody else also sent it in just to tell us what that was.
Well, I have been running around listening to the German beer hall version of that.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's great.
That's extraordinary, isn't it? That a famous English football chant
is based on a German booze song called Mein Lieber Schwan.
Called My Darling
my
Schwan.
My Darling Schwan, yeah. Isn't that fantastic, isn't it?
Well, you have to say that does set that I like that.
It is good crack, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. Give us a shout if there's anything going on for you. As I say, I know loads of people will be bundling in to get involved in the Hitbit. 4K Monday, absolutely incredible stuff. Not all we have going on though. Of course, we're going to kick off a fresh week on the breakfast table quiz. We'll be doing that a bit later on.
Yeah.
And of course, this week, very important week in PJ's build up to Jaffa Jake's takedown of Furious Pete in the Jaffa Cake World Cup Challenge. World Cup Challenge.
Yeah,
World Record Challenge.
World Record Challenge. We'll take that, yeah. I tell you, they're practicing last week. At least I beat the bozos in here. We tried it out with a few people in the office as well. I'm still quicker than everyone in this building. But of course,
also,
that's not enough. Got to be the best in the world.
I need to see if I can. I wonder, can I find this very quickly? Somebody tweeted something very useful over the weekend. Let me just see if I can find it now, if I can find the lady's name. But it was, they found this this bundle of Jaffa Cakes, right? Linda, I think it was, Linda Shields found and tweeted a picture of these Jaffa Cakes. It's a mega box.
Oh my God.
100 Jaffa Cakes in one box.
Oh.
Which would be a magnificent training tool.
Sounds absolutely delicious. I think I got one of those for Christmas a couple of years
ago. And what's more, she got them for half price. Look at that. I'm just seeing the sticker on it. She got it. Oh my God. Look at that. She got 100 Jaffa Cakes for £3.
100 for the price of 50. That's the world we live
in
now.
And they're literally, they're McVitie's as well. They're not even knockoffs.
I got to be honest with you though, and I said it before, I prefer the knockoffs. I think the originals are amongst the poorest, which is still very fantastic.
Mm.
But I prefer the knockoffs.
Apparently, she got them in Iceland.
Right.
So, I mean, just saying, as a training tool for you, buddy.
I know.
Just saying.
€3.
€3.
And then get 100 in.
100 you could get
that's
in.
That's a day. That's one session. Like. That's one session paid for right there.
So we'll have some various training activities going on in the build-up, because I think it might be next week that we're actually doing the
is it?
Record attempt.
Oh, God, I didn't really train this weekend. Right, there's a whole week of... I better get myself to Iceland. Spend about €9.
Yeah, and make sure when you walk in, you're going, na na na,
na na na.
Yeah, we'll have to get a chant on the go for you as well.
Definitely.
And your costume. We need to get your costume sorted this week.
There's so much to do.
So much to do.
So much to do. I'm so busy. My God, this job is very serious.
Yeah, Duran, Girls on Film here at Classic Hits. Monday, 5th of October. Very special Monday. Not just Double Money Monday, is this? It rolls around every Monday, of course, a Double Money Monday. This is a biggie. 4K Monday. €4,000 we've rounded up the hit bit for today, and that's what you'll be playing for in less than an hour's time. ClassicHits.ie, of course, if you want to check it out first, see all the previous guesses, and then let us know if you want to play. Magic Mike standing by WhatsApp, as always, 087-188-0008. Now, if you're, you know, the old lockdown thing, right, when it was going on, and lots of people are worried it may happen again. And one of the things that sort of started to happen was that people started stocking up on stuff.
They did.
And suddenly they were packing their fridges and packing their freezers and all that sort of stuff, worried that they wouldn't get to the shops. But I tell you something, who'd have thought?
Who would have thought?
Maybe you didn't need to, but there was stuff there. You'd just forgotten about it.
This is absolutely disgusting, I think it is. But then again, I am one of these disgusting people. I can't lie. I cannot tell a lie, Jim. I am a freezer man. So they've done this survey and they found that 1 in 7 people has food more than 2 years old sitting in the freezer.
Right.
1 in 7. Food more than 2 years old. A lot of people have food in there since 2015. So you're talking a huge amount of people. They say like 1 million people have food in their freezer from 2015 for the last 5 years. A lot of them are ready meals. So mostly if you people do find things in their freezer, it's ready meals that they find. They bought them thinking, in case I panic, you know, I get stuck or whatever, I can stick that in there. It'll get me out of a hole if I'm in no humour to cook or whatever. And then they stay there for years and years and years and years. And apparently it's this, you know, this myth that there is that you can leave it in there forever and ever, and as long as it's frozen, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then you can eat it
again. Is that a myth?
Apparently it is a myth,
yeah. Oh my God.
Apparently it is. Apparently food still does go off, albeit at a far, far slower rate. And if you do cook it, it'll probably be completely tasteless, like. You know, it'll just be absolutely awful to be eaten, in fairness. Which makes sense to me.
Yeah,
although I feel a bit sick talking about it.
I'm surprised by that. I was one of those persons though. I was duped into believing that, you know, frozen meant wouldn't matter.
No.
Preserved for life.
No, it won't. If it's there long enough, it does go off anyway. And it won't necessarily look or taste in any way nice at all, is what people are being warned about too. It's pretty just, like, it is kind of disgusting. It is disgusting. And it's also, I'm looking at this picture and there's a woman there and she says that she has an unknown, disgusting looking stew in her freezer that she will never eat. But it's still there.
Right.
She's no intention of throwing it out either. Because you never know. You never know. She might serve it to somebody else, I guess, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So this is obviously something she made herself, thought, right, I know what I'll do.
I don't know.
It's like, because you know the way people are big into their meal prep now. So what I'll do is I'll do one huge stew.
Yeah.
I'll portion it out.
Yeah.
And that way then I'll have it. If I need to, you know, I can defrost it and away we go.
Yeah. I don't like it.
That's not happening.
I'm an awful one of these people. I have stuff in the freezer. I'm just trying to think. I've got frozen prawns that are in there now about a year, I'd say. And I keep buying new frozen prawns and eating them and thinking, oh, sure, them ones are grand. Now it's time to throw them
out. We have a bit of a habit, all right, of, you know, you're freezing stuff, like normal stuff, you know, whatever, sausages or rashers or something, you know, and then forgetting to defrost them and having to go out and buy fresh ones.
Exactly, yeah.
Did you leave the thing, the sausages? No, I forgot to take them. Oh, right. Straight down to the butcher's.
And you get a chicken fillet out of the freezer, you get a chicken fillet, and you think, I'll leave that there now to defrost, right? And you come back 6 hours later, and it's exactly the same. And then you end up just putting it in a drink or something to cool it down. Because there's literally nothing to it, only a little bit of ice. It's disgusting, like.
Yeah.
And it never, chicken and stuff never defrosts, right, I don't think.
Really?
For me, anyway, it doesn't. Once it's been frozen, it doesn't, it's never the same. Maybe it's just in my head, but I get carried away. I don't like it.
So why do you use a freezer at all? If you don't like anything that's been frozen?
Well, I suppose like everybody else, you never know. Like,
see, well, you use it just like a cupboard.
Like a cupboard?
That is basic, yeah.
Keep me socks
in. There's no room in the presses. Ah, stick it in the freezer.
Stick your scarf in the freezer there. It'd be lovely for the winter. Yeah, I don't know.
You put your sheets in it or something, do you? Your pillowcases. Oh,
it'd be lovely for the summer, wouldn't it? Although I do, you know what I have? I have these like veggie burger things I bought. They're called Strong Roots or something.
Yeah.
I've got some sweet potato fries things. I'm never going to eat them when I think about it. They're in there for ages now. Like I bought them, I think I bought them for Patrick's Day or something. Like they're in there for ages. But like this woman with her disgusting-looking stew, I'm probably never going to throw them out either.
I assume you sometimes buy frozen food. Like buy from the frozen section of a supermarket or a shop or something?
Not really, no.
No?
No, not really, no. I did it like a couple of times in my life. I still have it.
So your freezer is basically like room 101. It's like anything you don't like and don't really know what to do with, you just put it in there.
Just put it in there. I better have a look, man. You know the way they always slag people who are really scabby and they say, oh, you still have his communion money?
Yeah.
For all I know, I probably have a tiramisu for me Holy Communion in there. I better have a look and make sure.
Right. Is there anybody out there that can compete with PJ for bizarreness when it comes to their freezer?
Yeah, let us know. What's in your freezer?
To be honest with you, I suppose I have the luxury of not being the only person to have to look after it. In other words, I pretty much wash my hands of it.
Oh, right. So,
the truth is I don't know. I have faith. I have faith that Yvonne knows what's in there.
You couldn't open it now and there'd be an old fox that went in or something and he froze himself to bits. When your back was turned. Up your way, it could be anything.
Well, considering there was a goat outside the pub there on Saturday
you
night.
See what I mean? How do you know there's not a little goat in there?
But anyway, listen, if you have something that's... how would you know? I mean, if we're saying that to people now, like if you have something that's been in your freezer forever... I mean, the chances are they're not going to know now.
But you
have to go and look and discover it.
Well, no, you might not. Like about a year and a half ago, I went to an Asian market and I bought a bag of edamame beans.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to them.
Excellent.
They've been there a while.
Excellent.
But every time I see them, I go, one of these days, one of these days. Like I always remember they're there when I'm not in the house.
Yeah.
But when I'm in the house, I can't remember they're there. Do you ever have that sort of a thing?
No, I reckon that's kind of you.
Now I feel a bit weird.
Cardigans, my favourite game here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 18 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Just like Luke in Dublin, who was on about that frozen food thing, PJ.
Yeah.
To say a good way to find out what's in your freezer is to accidentally turn it off for 2 days. I've never cooked so much food in one day so it wouldn't go to waste.
Oh my God,
That would be you. That would be you.
And imagine what that dinner would look like. There'd be everything in it.
It would kill you, wouldn't it, if somebody said, oh, sure, you'd have to throw all of that out.
I wouldn't do it. No, I'd cook the whole lot. I'd be sitting there for my dinner having 12 sausages, 5 fish fingers, a bowl of edamame beans.
And that wouldn't be a tin.
Yeah, 200 prawns. That'd be me dinner, like... There's no way I'd throw it out.
Have any of it going in the bin. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. Loads of people, to be honest with you, WhatsApp dominated at the moment by people trying to get a shot at the hit bit. Magic Mike is standing by, of course. He's the man you have to try and impress and get on to play on a 4K Monday. 4 grand up for grabs on the hit bit today. We're going to play in about a half an hour. Journeys, Don't Stop Believing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Hit bit on the way. Magic Mike standing by in the West on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Trying to press him to get on and have your guess. 4K Monday on the hit bit. It's a biggie.
Serious
biggie.
Savage money there.
And the good thing about it as well is it is a legitimate way of getting your hands on money, like unlike the criminal fraternity.
The criminal fraternity.
PJ is about to, well, alleged
allegedly.
Criminal fraternity
you know
that PJ
mean?
Is about to tell us about.
Let's just say investigations are ongoing, but an unbelievable twist. The guards on Friday, they arrested a 71-year-old bed and breakfast owner for being a suspected ferrier of a young gang to burglaries. A getaway driver in the 70s.
70s?
In the 71.
Right.
Yeah, apparently she runs a B&B, right?
Obviously, of course.
Once again, if this is true.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, she runs a B&B, right? And was bringing lads to do burglaries. Two fellas who were involved in the business as well, the bed and breakfast business.
Wow.
Ferrying them across the country. Now, apparently the two men involved have been known for drug offences in the past.
Allegedly.
Pretty sure...
That one's okay, is it?
I think that one's all right. I don't know. Allegedly again, just to save our necks on this, right? But now it's saying, this woman that runs the B&B, they reckon she's been doing... basically she's been lifted as a getaway driver for criminal burglaries.
Hang on a second. Is this something that's meant to be, like, historic? Or is this meant to be sort of like, you know...
No.
Well, I suppose if you're going on with your allegedly, then it's still on the go.
No, there was a burglary on September the 19th. It happened about 2 o'clock in the day. And a number of people broke into a private home. around Mullingar, the Ballinay area, I think it is. And the raiders searched through the property, stole a number of personal items, got the keys of that car, jumped in the car and drove off, right?
Right.
On Thursday then, the detectives carry out like loads of searches and everything, identified a number of suspects, right? Then the guards also seized items linked to the investigation. Those have to be examined now this week. And then we heard a 71-year-old woman who runs a B&B has been arrested for being the getaway driver. I tell you something, this country never ceases to amaze me.
It sounds weirdly cool, very wrong, and of course, it is all just alleged.
It sounds like the Goonies, man. Yeah. You know, the mother with the two young lads in the Goonies. That's what it was, do you remember? And they were like trying to get One-Eyed Willie's treasure.
Yeah.
This is literally the exact same as the Goonies. I hope they get foiled by a bunch of Midland kids. Who find a treasure
with a,
map.
With a dog.
Yeah. Who try and find a treasure map. And a fella who loves eating Baby Ruth chocolate bars. It's the, like, it's all
incredible.
It's all,
I have to say, when you told me the story, I immediately started thinking of all those programmes that are on television now, like Off the Rockers and, you know, it's basically when OIPs go bad kind of stuff.
I know what you mean, yeah.
It just sounds exactly like, it sounds like a brilliant kind of camera prank.
But it's so like the Goonies. So the two lads are 28 and 45, right?
Yeah.
So only young lads, you know, like myself, Jim, 45. And they've been done, and I guess that this woman is, I don't know if she's a family relation, I don't really have a clue, but for me, this is the Goonies all over. Imagine staying in that B&B. They're going, walking up into the room, and have you got everything you need? Yeah, grand, yeah. It's just them. I went to put to get a towel, and it was just a balaclava and a revolver. And sorry, that shouldn't be there. Oh, you know yourself, Halloween coming and all of that. You know, very unusual. Sitting down at the table, downstairs, and them all using code and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, afraid that she'd put Semtex in your Christmas cake or something. You wouldn't know what's going on.
Wow.
It's a bizarre story.
It just goes to show, age is not a limitation to anything,
to
TJ.
Anything.
You're
anything
only as young as the property you steal.
Isn't that
allegedly?
Isn't that it's the property you allegedly stole from?
Yeah.
But isn't it such it's such a mad story. I mean, talk about that. Like, there's the best argument for the state pension not being high enough. You know what I mean? You have pensioners literally doing getaway driving for burglars and all, just to make ends meet.
Yeah, it was a straight toss-up. It was going to be either takeaway driving, delivery driving for the local Chinese takeaway, or else they do burglaries.
Or just do a bit of driving for the local gangsters. You know what I mean? So why wouldn't you? Easy money. You know what I mean? I mean, although you do get to, you know, when you're behind pensioners, I don't want to knock pensioners around, but you know when you're in behind them in traffic.
That's what I'm trying to
do. It doesn't exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be, I'm running out. Go! Jumping in.
And put your seatbelt on.
Would you stop rushing me? I'm off.
Now, hang on a second here. Where am I at to put my glasses
is
there?
Is that a green? Oh, jeez, they're all out today.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. Just a bit from a classic hit, but what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit is worth an absolutely outstanding and ridiculous €4,000 this morning for Double Money Monday. We would love, of all days, to give this away today. Here's what it sounds like one last time. Actually, we better give him a couple of more belts of it today, can we?
Okay, yeah. A special 4K dispensation.
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. Right, here is again. Listen.
And that's it now. That's all you're getting there. Let's do our best here. Tony Richardson is dying to get his hands on this on the phone. How are you, Tony?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, Tony. How are you getting on?
Not too bad now.
Where are you this morning, Tony, and how was your weekend?
I'm cocooning in my house. I was going to say Sheriff Street. That's where I'm from, but I'm actually living in Blanche.
All right, very good. And so you're playing it safe. You're staying indoors, are you?
Yeah. I haven't worked since March because I'm a taxi driver. There's nothing out there, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
This €4,000 would come in very handy.
I should pay a few bills, you know yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's keep those pensioner getaway drivers away from you if you get it.
PJ, are you still looking for a treadmill?
I'm not looking for a treadmill. Why, have you got one to sell?
Do you remember you were on the show and you fell off one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. No, that was thankfully, I've gotten rid of treadmill since Jake had his accident.
Go. Right, okay, Tony, come on, take the cash. You're the first man to have a go at 4K Monday. What are you going for?
I'm going for Hall & Oates, Out of Touch.
Out of Touch, good song. Right, first time to head to the West this morning. Magical Michael is there. Morning to you, sir.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning to you, Tony. Oh, Tony, I wish I could make your dreams come true. Ooh, 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 ooh. But I can't. It's wrong. Sorry.
Oh, God, Tony. I hope you're all right after that.
Jeepers, nice. Oh, I tell you something.
No problem.
That'd keep you cocooning. Mike's versus singing, that would. Right, listen, Tony, have a safe day. Take care of yourself, man. Okay. Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Take care, Tony. Look after yourself. Carol Fahey, I think it is on the phone. Hi, Carol.
How's it going, lads?
How are you, lad? Carol?
I'm fine, thank you.
Brilliant.
Where are you this morning, Carol?
I'm in Bray.
Oh, very
rainy,
good.
Rainy.
Tell me about it, yeah. It was unreal yesterday, wasn't it? It was just heavy rain all day.
Oh, my God, it was unreal, yeah.
So you weren't out and about much, I can imagine.
I was not, no.
Yeah. You don't want to buy a treadmill. Tony's selling a treadmill.
Yeah, since you can't get out onto the seafront.
I could actually do it one.
But you're looking, if you get this $4,000, you can have your pick of treadmills.
That's yeah, true, yeah, exactly.
Have a go, so, Carol, get it. Give us a guess.
It's Gwen Stefani, What Are You Waiting For?
Oh, right, okay. This is it, Michael. Carol says, it is Gwen Stefani, What Are You Waiting For?
Carol, I would love nothing more than to blow your mind this morning and give you the cash, but I can't. I can't, unfortunately. It is wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry about that, Carol.
On board.
Absolutely, Carol. Don't give up on it. Cheers.
I won't. Cheers.
Have
Bye.
A good day. Take
See
care.
You, Carol. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. I still, Mike, can I have another blast of the first one, though? The first, you know.
What,
first.
The fact that I wanted to make Tony's dreams come true.
Do you know those parrots that were thrown out of the zoo for abusing people? I think that's what they sounded like.
I have a very similar suspect.
Yeah, some sort of, there's a bit of a squawk in there somewhere. Like.
Right, Michael, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you very shortly. In the meantime, 4K Monday continues at 1:30 with Niall Boylan. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. Almost 8:10 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Monday, 5th of October. It is 4K Monday. We didn't manage to give the cash away, but Niall Boylan at 1:30 will have another shot. Between now and then, classichits.ie, good place to keep checking on previous guesses on the Hitbit. 1:30, $4,000 goes on the line once again. 0871 880 0008. If you want to give us a shout, still to come for us, of course, we've got the Breakfast Table Quiz. Everyone wins on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. We'll give you more details of that. There is an overall prize at the end of the week, but just for playing, you'll get to win with us this week. And in the meantime, as you know...
Jim.
Our PJ, of course, a massive Halloween fan.
Very much so.
Loves all things spooky and ghoulish. I mean, there's nothing the man loves more than ghoulies, really,
That's
is there?
That's true. I love ghoulies and ghosties. I love them. And now it's October. We are in the spookiest of months. All Hallows' Eve approaches, ladies and gentlemen, where the two worlds get to their closest point. And we now must be very careful of the goodies in the... It doesn't matter. We have to be very careful. And then you might have saw on Friday, right? Poundland on Friday released Ouija boards for the Halloween season.
Right.
Now, there was uproar over the Ouija boards, especially because they were only £1. JB, right, you can walk in with £1 and get a Ouija board. But basically, you could be talking to all kinds of ghoulies for a pound. Disgrace for carry on, right?
Right.
Well, this week...
Why, should it be more expensive to get into the afterlife?
Are you joking me? You shouldn't be allowed to talk to the ghoulies at all, Jim. You shouldn't be allowed to go near the ghoulies. Never mind me getting this thing from Poundland for £1. You could get 10 of them for a tenner, and there'd be 10 ghoulies running around your area by the end of the day.
So what? It was just the board with the letters on it, wasn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. And the little reed
thing. Did you even get a glass or anything to
you
move
get
around?
Your yolk on it, yeah.
Oh, do you?
I think you get
all
the
of that for £1.
I think so.
God, that's very good value.
I'm looking at the box here. It all seems to be in it.
Now, I wouldn't normally be into the occult and all that sort of thing, but for a quid, you give it a bash.
For a pound, you know, use it as a chopping board for the bread or something. So now Paul Masters, right, he is a ghost hunter, a trained ghost hunter, and he has said it is ridiculous. He said he is, to put it in quotes, gobsmacked when he saw that this spirit board, as he calls it, comes for £1 from the local store. He says it's unbelievable. Ouija boards, he goes, are most definitely not toys, even though they were invented, created and sold by a toy company first, Hasbro.
Yeah.
He says, even though they were created by a toy company, I do think maybe he's been watching a bit too many movies. Anyway. Yeah.
And maybe he's believing his own hype a little bit.
Maybe he's believing his own
hype
a little bit.
And plus the fact, let's face it, the man calls himself a Ghostbuster.
Yeah. Well, a ghost hunter, I beg your pardon. He's a member of the True Paranormal Events Society.
Of course
Society.
He is.
So he says Ouija boards are not a toy, even an uninventable toy. Available for kids to buy in pound shops for Halloween is outrageous. Never mind adults that aren't trained how to use them. Imagine doing that course for your boss. Imagine.
Yeah.
I'm a job hunter, so yeah, no, trained to use a Ouija board, yeah.
Do you think will that become useful in your future career,
no,
do you think?
No, you have maybe
well,
not.
You never know.
But I'm after meeting this woman from the 1700s and gee, we're getting on great. It doesn't matter, he says, if they're made of plastic, if they're made of wood. If the planchette that you're using, you know, that's the little thing that goes around the top of it to tell you what the ghoulies are saying. He says, if the planchette you're using spells a word like Zeus, he says, run for your life. It's a demon and it's trying to come through you. And it shouldn't even say the name. Never mind continue to communicate with it. Oh my God, I'm talking in tongues to get the ghoulies
starting.
Have got me.
Have you got a Ouija board in there? It would explain a lot.
I have a keyboard. This is pretty much the same thing. It's just, yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You can use neither.
You can use,
so,
I can't, yeah.
Or more or less the same.
I'd actually be quicker on the Ouija board, I think, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? There's none of this control, alt, delete on a Ouija board. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It just works.
You're just there with your tin of beans.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, it's much easier to contact Goose and Ghoulies than it is to be able to contact customer support for most of these companies. To be honest with you, much easier.
Wow.
So he says all hell could break loose if a demon was attached to you, and nasty spirits can scratch and attack people, and they shouldn't be messed with. I think he's been hanging around with his own cat too much as well. But this is, he's outraged. He's absolutely outraged.
So
and
he
they
thinks
are out
that all
there
these
cost a pound.
These Poundland Ouija boards are suddenly going to release the dark side.
Demons. And he seems as particularly scared of this one, Zeus. Z-E-U-S. He seems particularly afraid of that one.
Right.
I don't know why. And he's saying this is the one that can be scratching you and all of that sort of crack. Now, a local spokesman from Hull said that they are marketed for adults and they're not there for children. But the Ghost Bustering Society or the Ghost Hunting Society, they've come out and says, well, I certainly didn't see an age recommendation on the box. And there certainly wasn't anyone enforcing it in Poundland.
Right.
So they're not happy at all about it, you know. I'd say the manager of the store was just, oh God, please don't be annoying with the sound. But they are out there, so watch it, everybody. If you are looking for a cheap bread board or cheese board,
yeah,
I think there's great value to be had in it, in fairness.
But just be careful, because if you do buy it as a vegetable chopping board or something, and you happen to be just, you know, as you're doing your dinner and you're moving your carrots, and then all of a sudden you find you've moved your carrots, Z-E-U-S. Who knows what you'd be... You might be getting more than stew, I tell you something.
You might have to make an extra plate. Your man will be coming in.
Yes.
Zeus be there.
You have contacted the dark side. What is it you require? I tell you what, I'm out of onion salt.
Yeah, beetroot. Do you know how hard it is to get good beetroot in October? It'd be great if you could nip down the shops and grab us some. Maybe one of them with chocolate twirls.
All Saints Pure Shores, 19 and a half minutes past 8. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Have you ever actually been at a seance thing or ever used a Ouija board or any of that sort of carry-on?
I think when I was in the Gale Talks way back in the 80s and I was, we set one up and all of that, yeah. And all we ended up doing was giving each other terrible frights. And I was such a windbag at the time as well. I got an awful fright. Oh my God, I was running around the room. And we did that thing. Do you remember when you were a kid? There was this thing you used to do. Well, I don't know if kids nowadays, they have the internet. No, we didn't have that.
You
used to like turn off the lights and you'd all have to focus together. And you put one finger under a person each. Remember that?
I don't know what sort of games you were playing.
And then they would lift up light as a feather into the air. Do you remember all that sort of stuff?
Right.
Oh, gee, we did that one of the days. I nearly jumped out the window of fright. I ran off down the road and everything. Oh, God, it never dawned on me that's five people lifting one person.
Because I know that you, like me, have been through radio and stuff, done those, you know, haunted castles.
I did
haunted
that one with
whatever.
Boylan on Halloween about three, four years ago. Actually, I did. I was
the hardest part of that is pretending that you're scared.
Excuse me, I was terrified. I was terrified. It was this house in a castle with this.
What are you feeling at the moment? Well, I'm freezing, obviously, because.
Jim,
there's no central heating in this
Jim, will
apart
you stop?
From that.
There was sand and all flying around.
Was
and there was knocks on the floor and
everything. No way.
There was.
Oh
yeah.
My God. And every bit of that was real.
It was.
It
Jim.
Was real. It was.
Jim, are you talking to me? Are you as if You
the only thing I was just wondering was, you know what Ouija boards, right?
To the other side it was.
You know, with Ouija boards and whatever, right?
Yeah.
What happens if, like us, you know the way we're not exactly brilliant when it comes to the spelling? What happens if the spirit that's coming through is not a great speller?
That's what I've always wondered.
Or whatever. Or the dark side. Like, if you're there and you're like, the thing is moving, and it's like, what's it saying? It says, I am the devil. What?
I don't know.
I don't know. It just says, I am the devil. What's that mean?
You go, I don't know. It sounds like a cake. Is it the cake? Ask him, is it the cake? A devil twist. Ask him, is it the cake?
Yeah.
It does seem odd that, like, you know, dyslexic people sort of contact dyslexic spirits. It does seem a bit strange to me. But look, I am not to wonder why or how the devil and his mates work.
Ricky Martin, of course, Living La Vida Loca, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Everyone's a winner this week, so all you got to do is get on and play 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know he's standing by on WhatsApp. And while you're doing that, PJ is going to tell us a story.
I'm
going to
tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story of a young
boy. Is it a once upon a time one?
It's a once upon a time. Once upon a time, a long time ago in 1972, a man... Well, then a boy called Andy went to his local library and he got some books.
Is this
out.
Now, is this a story, is this about Andy Bad News?
No, it's not actually, oh, okay, no. Okay. No, it's not, normally those stories start with, wait, let's tell you this.
This is
once upon a time.
No, most of his stories start with, listen, don't tell anybody I told you, right?
Yeah.
But.
Listen, you're going to go mad. this is a little Andy once upon a time. 1972, to be exact. He went into his local library and he got out some books. He got out Learning with Colour Architecture. He got out The Great Art of Building by Trewin Copplestone.
How old was this kid?
The last one puts a bit of more of a place on his age. So he got The Railway Series number 22 and he got the Thomas the Tank Engine book.
Right.
Which then was Reverend W. Aldrich.
Why did he get... A book about architecture.
I think he just wanted to look at the pictures. I think he obviously was had a thing for trains and big buildings. I think that was his thing.
It's an extraordinary combination. Thomas the Tank Engine and...
Learning with Colour Architecture, The Great Art of Building by Trewin Copplestone and The Railway Series. He got them. He got all of them.
Man, tell me this guy grew up to become an engineer.
Here's the thing. We don't know what he grew up to do. All we know is he sent in a package with a Royal Mail to sort of... box on it, whatever.
Yeah.
Back to the Hampshire County Library, and they opened it up, and attached was all these books were in the package, and attached was a note that says, "We inadvertently took these with us when we moved as children from Basingstoke in 1972. Please accept my apologies for the late return of these items." But of course, he was obviously scared of the fees incurred, which by today's standards, if you added it all up,
how long did he have them?
It's from 1972.
Are you returning them now?
Yeah, 50 years nearly. 48 years.
Oh my God.
He's had these books and he returned them anonymously. He just gave Andy no forwarding address, none of that. He was obviously afraid of the fees. By today's standards, it would have been £8,000 in late fees.
Brilliant.
And the local library have said, listen, come here. You gave us a great laugh. It's the latest book return we've ever had. If there is fees, we're not going to charge them. We just love to know who you are so we can say thank you properly and send you out maybe a letter or whatever. So we don't know who Andy is, if that is his real name.
Yeah.
All we know is, they don't have files or, you know, there was no such thing as the internet back then. All we know is good old honest Andy, which is very different from Andy Bad News.
Yeah, that's how we know it's not.
That's how we know it's not him. good old honest Andy. I sent you the package and all the books, and they're completely undamaged. They don't look new. They look 40 years old, but they're in great nick.
Yeah.
And they're going back into the library now. A great old story of an honest Andy.
Brilliant.
Tell you something. Andy has a sort of a description to their name, don't they?
And there's a great image of somebody who maybe, you know, genuinely wanted... You know, maybe for their studies or whatever, or their career, they wanted the architecture. What was it called again? Architecture with colours?
Oh, give me a name. Let me see the list. Learning with Colour Architecture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's been waiting for that book every week, going into the library, going, is it back yet? No, it hasn't been returned.
Are you talking about the one by Trewin Copplestone? Is it? Yes. No.
Yes, that particular one. Okay. I'll try again next week.
Feck it anyway. If it does come in, you know where I am. You know, I'm waiting 48 years now to get that.
That guy getting the phone call. That book you were waiting for by Trout Macker, my cobblestone. is in now. Is it really?
You're joking me. My God. Can you put that down for me, please? Oh, okay, what's your name? Trewin Copplestone.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
It's the perfect week on the Breakfast Table Quiz to play, because just for playing, even if you got absolutely none of them right, you would still be a winner, because all this week we're giving you the chance to win free fuel from Top Oil. Just for coming on and giving the quiz a go, you'll get €125. A Top Oil gift voucher for €125 that you can use for petrol or diesel. And if you do manage, of course, to get the top score for the week, that'll be upgraded to a €500 gift voucher. And the winner can choose either home heating oil or petrol or diesel. That's the way it'll work. So very easy. If you want to get more information, by the way, topoilwin.ie, because they've got this promotion on the go until the end of December, where if you spend €15 or more and upload your receipt to that website, topoilwin.ie, you can enter to win €1,000 in free fuel for yourself as well.
Free
it sounds
fuel
like I'm going to have
say.
Fun with this for the week.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Free fuel.
I've only done it once and I've made two mistakes already.
It's a tongue twizzler for sure. That's a fact. Lisa Corley is going to go first, though, this week. She's going to set the standard for everybody else. How are you getting on, Lisa?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, Jen. Not so bad at all. Did you do anything over your weekend?
Not too much, really, to be honest.
Pretty much.
Some food.
Yeah, the order of the day, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I'm getting sick of my own cooking, and I have a menu and everything.
Anyway, Lisa, the good news is for you, of course, that straight away, before we even ask you a question, you are now €125 better off. That gift voucher is yours from Top Oil, so you can enjoy that for a start, and you haven't even answered a question yet.
That's fantastic.
Now, that's the kind of competition that's worth taking part in,
isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So there you go. You can put your head... You don't even have to listen for the rest of the week. Well, we'd appreciate it if you did.
Yeah. So let's see exactly how you do and set the standard for everybody else. 60 seconds. You ready to go?
I am, yeah.
Okay. That didn't sound too confident. Yeah. Lisa, best of luck. Here we go.
In what part of the body would you find the fibula?
The neck.
What Ray Davies was the frontman of what iconic 60s band?
Pass.
The Kinks. In what US state is the city of Nashville?
Huh.
Tennessee, what's the chemical symbol for silver?
E.
AG, with what sport would you associate Sachin Tendulkar?
Huh.
Cricket, apparently. Which actor played Jimmy Hoffa in Martin Scorsese's film The Irishman?
Pass.
Al Pacino, who is the current manager of Manchester United?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Matt Goss, Luke Goss and Craig Logan were in what band?
Pass.
Bross, what is the rapper P. Diddy's real name?
Pass.
Sean Combs, what year did the European Union first introduce the euro as currency?
2000.
No, it was 1999. Marge and Homer are characters in what cartoon series?
The Simpsons.
Phil Mickelson is famous for playing what sport?
Pass.
Golf, what is the capital of Bulgaria?
Sophia.
Yeah, that's the one.
Done.
That's the one.
Finish on a winner anyway. That's a start. Right.
Terrible.
Well, not terrible. You're a winner as it is. You've already got your 125 quid. Oh, my God. I can't say it.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you see? It wasn't just me then.
125 quids. 125 quids.
This is going to be a very entertaining week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, I can tell you. Anyway, Lisa, you got four correct answers, but that, to be honest with you, doesn't really matter, because as PJ was attempting to say there, you've got a €125 gift voucher from Top Oil to use. That is yours regardless. Well done. Enjoy it.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers,
you're
Lisa.
More than welcome.
Bye-bye.
I hope everyone knows plenty of like quiz.
Nelly and Kelly and Dilemma here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Far better than Nelly and Kelly. Should they? That pair wouldn't wake you up at all.
That wouldn't wake you up at all. You wouldn't be listening to them.
Not at all. Ridiculous. Carry on. Anyway, Dilemma from Nelly and Kelly here at Classic Hits. 23 minutes away from 10 o'clock. As you heard there with John in the news, he was reporting it right through the morning. There is sad news for Bond fans.
Very sad news for Bond fans, but they brought it on themselves as well. Because James Bond has been put back, the new James Bond film, the last James Bond film, which our man in it, what's his name, Daniel Craig, it's the last time he will appear as Bond. Well, it was delayed once already. you know, with coronavirus and all that, it's been delayed again. So now it's been delayed until the release is going to be like the 12th of November, as far as us and the Brits are concerned, and 25th of November for its worldwide
release.
But was that
not the plan, and that's gone back now to April of next year?
Well, sorry, beg your pardon, No Time to Die. It's going to be till the 3rd of April now. It was supposed to be the 12th of April, whatever the April of November there.
Right.
So now it's been pushed again. So 7 months, basically, is what it adds up to. So a 7 month delay, right? Which is kind of a... But it was the fans that did it. The fans came out and said, listen, they've two fan sites, you know the way.
Mm-hmm.
They came together and they says, we need to do something about this and coronavirus and all that. And they sort of petitioned to have it delayed. They just said, with the risk being what it is and the amount of people who want to go and see James Bond movies, they sent a letter to the studios. And the studios, let's be honest, probably knowing nobody was going to really fill the cinemas,
yeah,
cinemas being what they are kind of happy to play along. So it means
the opening,
7 months.
That's a big thing for movies, isn't it? Opening weekend is always a big thing.
Yeah.
It's not so much the run and all that sort of stuff. It's that surge at the start
when
interest is at its highest.
Big time. It's like, yeah, James Bond is essentially like the Star Wars movies as well, in that way, in that it has a very dedicated fan base.
Mm.
Slightly older maybe than the... Star Wars fan base, which is saying something very brave, you know. But I'm there with the James. I like to, you know, both of us are James Bond fans to that degree. My only thing with this is, James Bond is known for its technology, its gadgets, the whole lot.
Yeah.
There's nothing to say it won't be delayed again in April. There's nothing to say it won't be pushed till the following November, maybe the Christmas after. Nothing to say it. And the thing is, what if all those gadgets are outdated? Like, you look at all the gadgets in the old James Bond movies and they don't look that amazing. I mean, not a lot. The first half of the James Bond films, you kind of think, man, my iPhone does more than any of that.
Yeah.
Like, my iPhone is smarter than the cars and the helicopters and everything they had in those early movies. So by the time we do get to see No Time to Die, you'd be thinking, is it going to be kind of old hat? Is it going to look like a retro Bond movie?
Yeah. So but all, you know, his gadgets are basically, you'd rather have an Apple Watch. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. Like, Q will be there going, this camera takes X amount of megapixels. You know, you're, oh yeah, so does, yeah, so my old iPhone did that, you'd be thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it could date it. It could date it very much so. Like, the cars then,
not to mention
would be
the way
a year older as well. You know the way it's always the Bond cars, like the most new model of the Aston Martin or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you'd be kind of looking, oh, there's last year's car. It kind of knocks the, you know, I mean, it takes the edge off it.
Yeah, and the way the world is changing as well, I mean, it could be out of date for all sorts of reasons.
You'd
be able to look at it going, well, you can't do that anymore.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's not allowed. They outlawed that back in 2020.
Well, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it?
Exactly. How could you ever get that close to a person? Don't be ridiculous.
What's he doing walking around the casino?
Why isn't he wearing his mask?
This is ridiculous. This is Bond film. This is old hat. Outrageously silly. But you don't know. And then who's going to be the next Bond? Of course, everybody's still talking about
Tom Hardy and all. Yeah, that's the rumour I heard, which would be fantastic.
And then what's that movie going to look like? What's his technology going to be? He'll have a super mask or something.
Yeah, exactly.
A vaccine. He'll have a phone with a vaccine.
James Bond. He can walk. So basically, his thing would be he could walk through any street in any town in any part of the world and remain safe.
It's going to get real weird and into itself now. The first scene of the new Bond will be him going in to see the old Bond in the cinema, and it'll be totally crowded.
Yeah.
And he'll be alright. He'll be alright because he has the new technology or something. Mind you, the Tom Hardy James Bond film might be out before the Daniel Craig one, the way things are going.
The way things are
probably
going.
Probably be on Netflix before this one still doesn't get into the cinema.